Have you ever noticed how an opinion always seems to matter more if you're a doctor or a lawyer or someone that you know has studied a lot? You tend to take their opinion more seriously than, let's say, a 5-year-old or a person in high school or a person that never went to college. Their opinion just seems to matter more. But why? Is it because we know that they studied so much and for some reason their opinions just completely change? Or is it because we think that since they studied so much, they have a whole different way of thinking? In the article I just read, it said that we filter our experiences through our pre-built opinions, or what we call bias. And I think that is very true, and I think it also has to do with your culture. I mean, when you're brought up a certain way, you tend to look at everything different. This weekend, my friend had a party, and some of her friends stayed over, and the next day she had to go somewhere, so her apartment was all left by two of their friends. And all of a sudden she came back like around very late, and they had left the whole place a mess. They had eaten all her stuff, and they were all Filipino and Caucasian, and the way I was brought up, which is the way I believe a lot of us think, is that when you sleep over at somebody's place, you clean up after yourself and you don't eat all their food. But that's just my opinion. I mean, through my experiences, that's what I believe. But to them, they didn't do anything wrong, and that's their opinion. And reasoning is just different for different people. And it doesn't mean an educated person always has the best reasoning or the best opinions, because scientists fall into bias as well as other people. There was a scientist that once tried to prove that according to your skin color, you weren't as smart. I mean, he did all these surveys and actually published papers and tried to prove that being African American just made you stupider. But he was a scientist, and some people listened to him because he was a scientist, but it was just his opinion. So, our opinions, I don't know, they could come from different things, and they could be influenced by what we believe and how we were raised. Physics has a lot of fundamentals that is very important for all the other sciences, and I didn't really know this until I took this class. I mean, it's so interesting how everything you learn, it could be related to all these fields. And I know Tony always tries to relate it to the medical field because a lot of us want to be doctors, but it's not just the medical field, it's all the sciences use physics. I mean, chemistry, biology, it just leads on and on. And at the very basis of it, when we try to solve physics problems, we use a diagram which will help you see the problem. And if you're explaining it to somebody that doesn't really know physics, a diagram will just the visual effect of it just helps you completely understand what you're looking at or what you're wanting to find. The reasoning part of it is kind of makes the person you're explaining it to kind of pay attention to you, and this is my toolbox, and what should I use from it? And from the reasoning, you get your solution, which you should always be able to double check yourself in that, and that has no opinion in it. I mean, do you really get to say that X is not equal to 2 when you solve the equation just because you don't believe that's the way or that's your opinion? It doesn't have to do with opinions anymore. So that's my response to this paper, and goodbye.